Sindalaras. Rabenputra was the king of Jangala kingdom. He had a beautiful queen and concubine. Unlike the queen, the concubine has bad personalities. She was envious and jealous with the queen. So she planned to make the queen leave the palace. The concubine then asked the royal healer to help her in her plan. One day, the concubine pretended to be ill. Rabenputra called the royal healer to give the concubine treatments.
"What is her disease?"
Rabenputra asked the royal healer.
"I'm very sorry, my majesty. She is sick because the queen put poison in her meal." The royal healer lied.
Rabenputra was shocked and angry to hear the explanation. He asked the queen and asked her if the story was true. Of course, the queen denied, but Rabenputra won't listen.
"Please, your majesty, have mercy. I really didn't do anything," cried the queen in her tears. Rabenputra's anger ended in a decision. The queen should be banished to the woods and terminated. He did not know that the queen was already pregnant. Rabenputra commanded one of his generals to do the punishment. The queen was banished to the wood, but the wise general didn't have the heart to kill her. He built a simple house in the woods for her. On his way back to the palace, he smeared his blood with rabbit blood so Rabenputra would believe that he had killed the queen. After the general left, the queen lived by herself in the woods. Several months later, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. The baby was named Sindalaras. He grew up as a nice, healthy, and handsome boy. One day, while Sindalaras helped her mother to collect some firewood, an eagle dropped an egg. Sindalaras brought the egg to be brooded by a chicken behind their house. The egg hatched into a chick and then it slowly became a strong rooster. The rooster is no ordinary rooster. The rooster could sing. Every morning, the rooster woke Sindalaras up with its beautiful song.
"My master is Sindalaras, his house is in the woods, his son of Rabenputra." The rooster often sang that song. Sindalaras always woke up early in the morning and listened happily to the rooster's song. He didn't realize the meaning of the song until one day he started to think.
"Who is Rabenputra?" he asked his mother. The queen then told him the whole story. She also told him why they were banned from the kingdom and lived in the woods. Sindalaras was very surprised. He decided to go to the palace to meet the king, his father. Sindalaras asked her mother's permission to go to the kingdom and to tell the king what really happened. He also brought his rooster that grew bigger and stronger each day. On his way, Sindalaras stopped at a village. There he met some people who were involved in cockfighting. They challenged him to see how strong his rooster was. "If your rooster wins, you'll get a reward," said the man who challenged him. Sindalaras accepted the challenge. In a few minutes,
His rooster defeated the opponent's rooster. He was challenged again by other men, and one more time, his rooster won. He won again and again. The news about Cinderella's rooster quickly spread to the whole Jangala kingdom and made Radhanputra curious. So he invited Cinderella to the palace.
"What is your name, boy?"
Radhanputra asked as Cinderella arrived in the palace.
My name is Cinderella, your majesty,"
Cinderella answered. He felt both thrilled and happy to see Radhanputra. Radhanputra challenged Cinderella with one condition. If Radhanputra's rooster won, Cinderella's head would be cut off. But if Cinderella's rooster won, Radhanputra would share half of his wealth. Cinderella accepted the condition. The competition was held in the front yard of the palace. The two roosters fought bravely, but in just a few minutes, Cinderella's rooster won the fight. Radhanputra shook his head and stared at Cinderella from his seat.
"That rooster is no ordinary rooster, and the boy is not an ordinary boy either. Who is he exactly?" he thought.
Radhanputra was about to ask when suddenly Cinderella's rooster sang the song. "My master is Cinderella, his heart is in the woods, he's the son of Radhanputra." Radhanputra was surprised.
"Is it true?" he asked.
"Yes, my majesty, my name is Cinderella and my mother was the queen," said Cinderella. Radhanputra called the chandra who had banished the queen. The chandra then confessed that he never killed the queen. Later, the royal healer also admitted his mistake. Radhanputra was so shocked. He immediately went to the woods to pick up the queen. Ever since, Cinderella and his parents lived happily together. As for the concubine, she was sent to the jail as punishment.